Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. Don't kid yourself that the planets aren't affecting you on a daily basis. I mean, look at how they affect the tides. I'm talking about the sun in particular, the earth, the moon, all of the planets, right? They literally are what creates tidal movement. We are 60% water. So don't kid yourself. We have to appreciate the power of the planets on our life, on our business, and even in our marketing. Today, I am going to be talking to you about all things cosmic content. This is a bit of a follow-up episode to the last one where I shared with you the power of the transits. Now, yes, the transits are the planets moving, hence the level of alignment on this topic. But I wanted to get into it this week by giving you a real life example. And I'm going to do two things. I'm going to share with you a bigger picture explanation about things that are going on in the world. And then I'm going to dive into how the planets have affected me in the last week. So firstly, right now, as I record this podcast, we are in gate 32 of the human design chart or transits. So gate 32 is stationed in the sun's placement, which is a huge, huge, powerful placement always. 70% of our life force is driven by the sun. So we use the sun as the primary influencer when it comes to life and energy and how that affects us on a day-to-day basis. Now, gate 32, in its low frequency, is about fear. It's about doubt and fear of failure. So if you're experiencing a bit of that this week, this could be why. When you're in low frequency of gate 32, you're going to start questioning yourself. You're going to doubt yourself, and you're also going to fear that what you're doing isn't going to work. Whereas the high frequency of this gate is much more about seeing the bigger picture and cultivating, this is what I call this gate, cultivating the long game. When you're thinking about this, I'm talking about having a big vision and keeping going even when things feel like they're not working or it's hard. Now, in Australia over the weekend, while gate 32 was stationed in the sun, we had the yes vote or the voice vote in our beautiful country, which is all about the Indigenous people and giving them a voice. Now, I have to say, myself and my peers, the people that I surround myself with, were an easy, wholehearted yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I'm not going to get into the depth of the politics around this, but I will say this. The people of Australia who were more in the camp of the no are being driven by a sense of not knowing what it means or fearing what could change as a result. So you could absolutely see this parallel in what was happening around us over the last week. A lot of fear-based marketing from the no campaigners and people that are potentially less open-minded or stuck in their ways, definitely the older generations. Yes, and I know I could be considered that as well, but let's say even above 50, 60, 70. And also just broadly, there is this fear agenda around what it would mean to give the Indigenous people a stronger voice or a seat at the table. Now, having done the research, this is ridiculous. However, I do want to say that I appreciate that it's driven by fear. People are not generally unkind. They might be uneducated on a topic or unable to open their mind up to other ways of seeing things, but they're not unkind. That being said, we very sadly had the vote come through as a no, and it was like so hugely no. I think every single state voted no, and it was more than 60% of the population voted no, which is really disappointing. This is the low frequency of the 32. Voting no because of fear is essentially what was happening there. Whereas when we're working with the background frequency of the gates, we have the opportunity to really observe both the low and the high frequency and actually help our potential clients connect with us through giving them inspiration, education, aspiration, all of the beautiful content that we share that actually helps them see the transformation or the transmutation from the fear into the higher state, which in this instance is actually about zooming out and seeing the bigger picture of what this really means. And that there is nothing bad and nothing scary that was going to happen by having a seat in Parliament or a voice, a bigger voice for the Indigenous people. Okay. In fact, the bigger picture, I believe, is that 40% of our population voted yes. So that means that there's millions and millions of people who are more awake and aware to some of the challenges that are faced by there being no voice. Right. And so there is, you know, this higher frequency, and I think potentially the long game is that this is going to create more of a mass movement to move forward and keep seeing this bigger picture and affect change over the long term. And that is the higher frequency of this gate. So as you can see, when you keep an eye on the transits, you can generally and genuinely observe how it's playing out as a background frequency in general, not just in the way that you think about your marketing and how you could attune to the transits to better connect with people, understanding what they may be going through at any given moment. So it's pretty exciting and rich stuff. And this week, just on this topic, we are moving into gate 50, which is going to happen in the next couple of days. If you're listening to this in real time, and we're in the middle of October right now, and we're moving into gate 50, which is known as the gate of values. And it's very much about a sense of equilibrium or well-being equality is how I refer to it, because it's a sense of everybody deserving to have an equal access, that we do have well-being for all. And I know that in this energy, which we've just been in of the 32, moving into the 50, I have a sense that we're going to see more people speaking out and more voices getting louder and louder in Australia in relation to this as well, with the 50 coming. So very, very fascinating stuff. So I also promised you I'd give you a little bit of context about this in my life. So I, as I said at the beginning, have been shooting my YouTube channel. In fact, last week I spent a full day, 9 hours, I think, recording 16 pieces of video content that are going to be released over time onto YouTube. Now, this has been coming for a long time. I created my business and my marketing strategy around my pivot towards human design for marketing right back in January of 2023. This entire year has been incredibly strategic, driven by my intentions, my goals, and also how I desired and strategically intended to create and affect change over the course of this year. Very much in alignment with how I'm designed, but also in a way where I was going to be playing a really big game. And, you know, one of my biggest goals for this year was to become something of a go-to expert or somebody that you would think of if you were asking the question, how can human design help me with my marketing? So that was a core intention that I set. By the way, I often talk about goals as intentions. I find that more powerful. And this in particular, this intention to become synonymous and omnipresent kind of go hand in hand. So right from the beginning of the year, I had one of my intentions was to achieve the state of a go-to expert that I would need to tactically, from a marketing perspective, become omnipresent. So when you're looking for resources in this area, that you would find me. Okay, so that was a very big goal that I set myself for this year. And as one of the pillars in there, one of them was to launch a YouTube channel, amongst other things, which you've been witness to me doing, including relaunching this podcast, relaunching the Facebook group, creating content and IP around human design for marketing. Oh, look, even registering human design for marketing as a trademark, owning that web address, like all of these things have been on strategy all year long. But now we get to the point, or the pointy end for me, which was making a big financial, energetic, and time investment into not just starting a YouTube channel, but doing so at a very leadership, pioneering, in that energy of a pioneer, and doing it at a scale or at a professional level that would cement this for me. And so I hired, probably 3 months ago, made the decision to invest in and hire a producer. The beautiful Sal Dana, who we have on this podcast, have had on this podcast in weeks gone by, which I'll point you to in the show notes. Sal is somebody that has a huge 20 plus year background in producing film. And in working with her, it's been honestly magical, which is interesting because her, her maiden name was Sally Majwick. Anyways, off topic. And she has all, you know, even though today she is a coach and a teacher in the visibility space for women online, she brings this depth of experience that you can only get from 20 years of producing. And I'm talking about films and going to Cannes and being hobnobbing with celebs, all of that good stuff. And so, you know, I made a decision. Sacral said, hell yes, we're doing this. And I invested into this. And I've been, over the last few months, I've been paying big chunks of money into getting it all set up. And then it all culminated with a day of filming in a studio out of my hometown, drove to Brisbane from south of Sydney. So like, what is that? 10, 11 hours of driving to go to Brisbane to be shot in a purpose-built studio that is purpose-built for things like vlogging with a crew. And I'm talking a big crew, like 10 people there. That were producers, directors, editors, sound engineers, like all of the things, makeup artist, hair, wardrobe consultant, all of these people, all eyes on me. And I was so excited, but on the day I also started to run this fear narrative. Like I made this decision and felt really good and confident about it, but it didn't stop me going through a lot of doubt around, well, what if this doesn't work? What if I've invested all of this money and nobody watches it? What if? What if I'm not good enough at this? What if I'm terrible at this, in fact? And then I kept coming back to how much money it had cost me. And all of this is going on whilst I also need to show up and be aligned to my own frequency and present with a level of magnetic confidence so that it works. And so it's like this self-sabotage showing up where I find myself leaning into these fear-based thoughts. Now, I know I'm not alone and that it's actually a very normal phenomena when you have what I've heard it called, which I often say is when you go to the next level, you face a new devil. Or sometimes it is the same devil, but showing up in more aggressive clothing. So new level, next devil, right? So when you're in growth as an entrepreneur, which my business absolutely is, you make bigger decisions. You show up and back yourself at another level. And whilst you can hold that level and be present, as I was last week, like I'm in this studio filming 16 pieces of content over 9 hours, and I was in high frequency, eloquently speaking to my content all day long, while on the inside of my brain, I was also throwing up all these fear-based thoughts. And it was interesting because I am very self-aware to witness that on the one hand, I knew that I was doing well and I was getting amazing feedback and, you know, we were getting through loads and loads of content because I was nailing it, but I still was able to go between these states of fear thinking and being. Like my identity, I have a defined G center. My identity is one of my superpowers. And if I really just trusted my body's wisdom more, I think I could have quietened that voice of fear and doubt. But it was there. And I'm sharing this to normalize it. But what is true for me is this year, I haven't been so focused on the roller coaster or the emotions because I do have an incredibly strategic and, you know, clear, crystal clear vision and intentions. And part of what's made this year less comfortable at times is I'm not in a race to do this, to achieve these outcomes and this big vision. I know that it's going to be worth it, but it's going to take time to cement this position for myself. I mean, I have a pretty small audience right now. I have under 4,000 Instagram followers, which is my primary channel. Everything's growing. My Facebook group is so close to 1,000 of you in there now. TikTok's growing, like Pinterest, like it's all happening, but I don't have a big audience. And for me to be very synonymous with being the expert in human design for marketing, well, we're going to need a lot more people to know about me. That's for sure and for certain. And that's going to take me continually pushing the limits of what's true for me right now. And this is what it's going to take for you as well, right? You're going to meet your growth edge over and over and over again. So what I would share with you is be so dialed into your vision, so dialed in that you can show up and hold your energy even when you're running a story. That's what I did. Like I did not suffer any performance issues. Funny thing to say, even though I was throwing up these fear-based thoughts. Because deep down in my body, I know that I got this. I've totally got this. And also that it is a sum of many, many, many things. And it's a longer game. I am cultivating a longer game with this. I mean, I spent the first 4 months of this year not selling anything beyond my mastermind, which was pre-sold largely last year. And I spent those months not on selling and developing products, but on going deep and deep and deep into my wisdom and my IP in the arena of human design for marketing. Now, that was really uncomfortable for me. I'm a business coach. I've spent the last 5 years in sales mode most of the time. At least every month, I would be pushing something new from an offer or launching something. This year has been very different
I mean, even the fact that I took a break from the podcast and took a break from a Facebook group, like that's big. It's uncomfortable. But the bigger vision remains clear. The strategy is completely intentional. And this is so important for you to land as well, that you're not just spinning plates or throwing spaghetti at the world, that you do have a clear vision and that you create an intentional strategy. Yes, using your human design, following your design, I absolutely do that. And my authority in a lot of the decision making, like I said, my sacral is my authority, and I absolutely had a sacral full body yes to this level of YouTube channel launch. Yes, 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 yes. And there are also going to be things that don't work, and that's okay because we're playing this zoomed out bigger picture, right? And I know for sure that when you operate from this place of bigger vision, a vision so big, it gets you out of bed, even when you're in fear, and you are able to hold your energy despite some of the fear-based thinking that may be going on. That is how we are able to create success. And I do believe that by doing this, success is inevitable for me and for you, right? This is so true. And I've been very, very blessed, and I am super grateful that I have my marketing background, my 30 years in marketing, to guide me. And connecting this to my human design, like I'm a living, breathing example of the power of human design for marketing. I am that because I live and breathe this in how I show up. I don't have a coach right now. I haven't all year for the first time since I launched online. 4 years solid, back to back of high ticket coaches, masterminds. First year I've been without a coach because I'm following my own brilliance, my own wisdom gained from 30 years of marketing, 5 years of studying human design, and it's working. It's working. And I can't wait to make an investment into a coach, mentor, or something along those lines next year. But I needed to have this space to prove this out for you and for me. Okay. What I've just done is I have just given you an example of some content that is completely tuned or attuned to the gate 32. Okay. I've talked to you about the low frequency and the fear that came up for me. And I've also shown you the power of the high frequency state in the bigger vision. Like I call this gate the cultivating the long game. Now, I believe that you will have received this and really connected to it because of the background frequency at work right now. Like you'll be like, oh my God, I need to think about the long game. And you'll also have received this message loud and clear from me that Yvette is somebody that has this incredible marketing wisdom. She can help me. You may even right now be thinking, how can I get Yvette to help me with my marketing strategy? You highly likely are thinking that. This is intentional. It's also true. And that's the sweet spot, right? Intentional, connected to the background frequency, unique to me. Nobody else can tell you this story that I just told you, and thoroughly aligned. Okay. Authentic and aligned. How about that? And I wanted to bring you this episode this week because we can speak theory all day long, but actually giving you real tangible examples, that's going to help many of you allow this to drop in. So I hope you're feeling that. I am developing this into a system called, get excited, cosmic content, maybe some other words, but cosmic content at the heart of it, because this is about the planets affecting us all energetically and tuning into this to help you engage your ideal clients in the way you create your content so that demand grows for what you offer, just like it is growing for me. Hope you've enjoyed this one. Make sure that you do drop in to my Instagram. Send me a message and let me know that you're listening, that you're learning. I love that so much. Or go to the bigger effort. Thank you. Thank you in advance. Leaving me a 5-star review and dropping some beautiful words. When you do that, We get to more people. My omnipresence grows, and I am so freaking grateful. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon. Bye now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.